E broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with the attack that killed three American service members at an air base in Jordan and President Biden's vow to retaliate. First, the victims. All three were in sleeping quarters when it was hit by an Iranian-made drone. Among them, Ohida Oliver Sanders' 24-year-old daughter, Kennedy.
She's very athletic, very outgoing. People call her goofy. She's always laughing, playing, smiling.
President Biden has been meeting with top advisors on the most effective response to the attack. Correspondent David Martin says the Pentagon is considering strikes on Iranian targets in Iraq and Syria.
That is considered one way of holding Iran accountable without actually striking inside Iran and starting what would surely be a wider war.
Some Republican lawmakers are calling for direct strikes on Iran. GOP lawmakers in the House set to move forward with their plan to impeach Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas over the way he's handled the crisis at the southern border. Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
House Republicans have produced no evidence that Secretary Mayorkas has committed an impeachable offense.
The San Bernardino County, California Sheriff's Department says five men have been arrested for allegedly murdering six people near L.A. and scattering their bodies across the Mojave Desert. Sergeant Michael Warwick.
As far as the motives, we are confident that this appears to be a dispute over marijuana, which resulted in the murders.
Police say all of the victims were shot. Four of them were also severely burned. A judge in South Carolina has denied a request by a former lawyer convicted of murdering his wife and son. CBS's Matt Piper.
Alec Murdoch will not be getting a new trial. His defense team had accused a court clerk of tampering with the jury. Judge Jean Toll ruling that even if clerk Becky Hill did tell jurors to watch Murdoch's actions and body language on the stand, the defense failed to prove that such comments directly influenced their decision to find him guilty.
I simply do not believe that the authority of our South Carolina Supreme Court requires a new trial.
Elon Musk says his company Neuralink has implanted a brain chip in a human. The goal, to one day make it possible for quadriplegic users to control external devices like computers by just thinking. Tech contributor Ian Schur.
There are a lot of questions, in particular about safety, health, and how honest Elon Musk is being about how successfully this test is going.
S&P futures down 5. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggeho. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A key committee of state lawmakers this week will take up a proposed $7.5 million matching grant as Wisconsin seeks to be a regional federal tech hub. Lisa Johnson heads the group leading the effort. She tells WISN-TV's Upfront that state approval is an important step.
So now the state's coming forward and saying, we do believe it, we agree, and we're willing to put money behind us.
The governor has to sign off on the matching funds by the end of next month. Vaping in Wisconsin is among the lowest in the United States, according to a new study. Research from Forbes Advisory ranks Wisconsin number 40 in the nation for e-cigarette use. Only 3.3% of Wisconsin adults tell the study they vape every day. The national average is 3.8%. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
He's on first for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' new first baseman, Rhys Hoskins, met with reporters after suffering a torn ACL last March with the Phillies. Hoskins says he's looking forward to this Thursday.
February 1st will be coming up right at 10 and a half months, so that by the time we get to Arizona for spring, I really should have little to no limitations once we get there and once games start, which is just exciting for me.
Men's college basketball, number 9th-ranked Marquette on the road tonight against Villanova, the number 6th-ranked team in the nation. The Wisconsin Badgers head to Nebraska Thursday. NBA, the Denver Nuggets, spoiling the debut of Doc Rivers with a 113-107 win over Milwaukee. Rivers says defensively, the Bucks played okay. It's offense he's focused on.
I didn't think we were crisp offensively. We had stretches where the ball was humming and hopping, and then we had stretches where it didn't. And that's those stretches we have to clean up.
That's the Bucks' new head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A little light freezing drizzle, maybe a few flurries this morning, and then mostly cloudy all day. We'll get to 37 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be north at 5 to 15. Tonight, gradual clearing down to 26. Tomorrow will be better if you like the sunshine. Partly cloudy to mostly sunny with a high near 45. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the fantastic, amazing Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is Monday, January 29th, 2024, 6 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome back to hour two of the big show. Glad to have you along. High atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square here in Madison, Wisconsin. Was on the road for most of last week, and nice to be here. How was your weekend, Mr. Zommers?
It was good. I did not do a lot. I didn't completely stay home. I went to go play some board games at a friend's house, which I'm sure shocks everybody.
All right.
aside from that, just kind of stayed home. One of my roommates left for a business trip, which feels like a weird thing to say. That's not something I've been able to say before. that I have friends who go on business trips, but I guess I do.
Well, now you do. Now you do. Well, very good. It was, I kind of chilled out. I got back after the statewide tour on Saturday. Shout out to my sister and brother-in-law in Eau Claire. They let me crash on their couch because here's the thing. The roads were not that bad, but it was very foggy.
Oh, yeah.
And
it was
so
very foggy.
I had to kind of go around the fog a little bit. So
one reason I just stayed home.
Yeah. Was thankful to get back to Madison on Saturday, and I just vegged out and did laundry yesterday and watched a little bit of football. And we're going to talk about that just a little bit here. Of course, the Super Bowl matchups are set now. It is on the AFC side. Kansas City took it to the Ravens. And I'm happy about it, quite frankly. Their nickname derogatorily for Baltimore are the Dirty Birds because they tend to play dirty. And that was also the case on Sunday, yesterday. I didn't think they played well. Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, fantastic. And they got it done. So the Chiefs are on their way. And then in the second game, in the NFC Championship, Detroit came out like gangbusters. Hung up, I think, 21 on San Francisco. 21-7 at the half. I thought, holy cow, this will be a great Super Bowl. The Lions have never been there. It'll be against, Kansas City. This is gonna be epic. And then there was an epic fail by Detroit. And I know, look, they've done a fine job. They went further than a lot of people expected them. But they let the thing get away from them. And the 49ers and Brock Purdy stormed back. And so it'll be the 49ers taking on the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl. We're going to ask you what's worse about that in just a little while here. Also going to talk about, I'm going to have a cut for you of a Gen Z young weather reporter. And I love this because this is the type of reporting that I want. Especially for weather, when you got a kid out there, it's just like, he's just going to tell it to you the way it is. It's not your standard Walter Cronkite reporting. And I think it's fantastic. So we're going to listen to that a little bit later as well and take your phone calls along with the what's worse in a little while. I want to start out this hour, though, on a slightly more, very much so, serious topic. And that is, again, we'll be following this on all of our national news channels. what happened over the weekend, a strike against U.S. troops in Jordan. There is a small outpost there on the border, kind of the tri-border of Iran, Syria, and Jordan. And some of these militant groups from Iran attacked with a drone, or drones, plural. We don't know yet for sure. Americans in Jordan. Jordan, of course, a United States ally. At least 3 U.S. service members were killed. Several more. 20 to 30 more injured, some critically. Some had to be airlifted out. Our thoughts, our prayers are with the families of those who have passed and those who are recovering. President Joe Biden saying that there will be a response. Republicans like Lindsey Graham saying it should be immediately, which makes me thankful that Lindsey Graham never got to the White House, because military responses should be thought out, well measured, and the consequences reviewed. I agree there should be a response, military response. But this is a tinderbox in the Middle East. You have to do it thoughtfully. You have to listen to your military people, your generals, your counsel, your foreign affairs, your diplomats, because you don't want any unneeded loss of life to occur.
If you just immediately strike back full force, that's how you get a World War III.
Potentially.
Right. Very possibly.
And so, I mean, look, it may come as soon as today. We don't know. But I'm thankful that there was not a knee jerk within minutes or hours after this attack by President Biden. But certainly agree with him that some sort of response should be undertaken. And it brings to mind the difference as we go into 2024 here, or into 2024, as we move forward in the presidential campaign, of veterans and our military personnel. Very powerful ad that came out over the weekend from Vote Vets. There are groups formed in 2006, have over 1.5 million veterans, families, and supporters, have been electing veterans to office and fighting for progressive values. This is a group of veterans and their families. You've heard the term Gold Star families. Gold Star families have given everything. If you hear of a Gold Star family, it means that one of their loved ones was killed in action, killed while on active duty military. So Vote for Vets put out a powerful ad. We're going to play this for you in its entirety. Mr. Zomers is going to leave my mic open. We'll stop it occasionally because there are some things that are going to show up only on the screen in writing and aren't spoken. So we will give those to you. So it's going to sound a little choppy because we're not going to play it, because it wouldn't make sense if you only heard the audio for it. So here is this Vote for Veterans ad. Let's go ahead and play it, Mr. Zomers, and stand by. We'll stop it when need be. Here it is. So stop it right there. That at first it says, let me go back here because I'm not doing mine correctly. But it comes on with a Donald Trump quote. The quote, and it's over top of the crosses at, I believe it is, Normandy. And the quote is, quote, "Why should I go to that cemetery? It's filled with losers," unquote. Which is a direct quote from Donald Trump. Continue on. And stop it there. A headline from The Atlantic. Americans who died in war are losers, quote unquote. Another direct quote from Donald Trump. Continue.
My stepson was not.
And these are Gold Star mothers talking about their loss.
My stepson was not a loser.
My son is not a loser.
My son, Matthew, is not a loser.
My stepson was not a sucker. Lance Corporal Alexander Scott Arredondo died in Najaf, Iraq in 2004.
My son, Sergeant James Anthony Ayoub II, gave his life in Kandahar, Afghanistan in 2010.
Honorably serving his country.
That is something Donald Trump will never know.
That's something that Donald Trump will never understand.
And stop it there. Another quote from Donald Trump. An article says, quote, Trump disparaged disabled vets severely wounded in Afghanistan. Quote, no one wants to see that, unquote. That's direct quote verified by his former chief of staff, Kelly, who is a retired general. General Kelly has verified that's what Trump said to him at Arlington.
My message to Donald Trump is this.
Let's stop it there. They use another quote from Trump saying Trump has mocked the U.S. military his whole life from 2020. Go ahead.
You have no right. You're the real loser here.
Let's stop it there. Another Trump quote to end it over the Arlington National Cemetery. Quote, I don't get it. What's in it for them? Unquote. Another direct quote verified by former Trump staff. And then it ends. Powerful ad.
Exactly the words of Tony on YouTube.
Yeah. Extraordinarily powerful. I apologize. We had to kind of stop it there and read it to you. But if you didn't see it, you have to hear what's on the screen for it to make sense. I've said this program before, I'll continue to say it. I have few regrets in life, but one of my deepest regrets is that I never served in the military when I was eligible. I had the honor of working for former U.S. Congressman Scott Klug, a Republican from here in Madison, and one of my main areas was military affairs, and helped countless folks through my position. Had a guy who was stationed on an aircraft carrier in the Mediterranean. His dad died. Helped him get back in time for the funeral. Had another young man from Darlington, Wisconsin, who lost a leg while in service. We ended up helping him get a prosthetic where he could stay in the United States Marine Corps. I fully support our men and women in uniform, both active duty, reserve, and vets. It is a sacred honor. And for a person like Donald Trump to say what he has at all would be appalling. To say those things while he was the commander in chief is despicable, it's deplorable, and it's unforgivable. And in my opinion, it's completely disqualifying to be the commander in chief again. By the way, Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden from the 3rd District of Wisconsin, a vet himself, has endorsed Trump, condones these comments. So when you hear Derek Van Orden talking about being a vet, look, God love him for his military service. But he has abandoned his fellow veterans because he is choosing to support Donald Trump. It makes Trump disqualified, in my estimation. Going to come back. Going to tell you what the current commander-in-chief had to say over the weekend about this and his feelings on veterans. Don't go anywhere. Joe Biden's next. This is the Todd Allbowl Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes.
The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our head. My daddy served in the Army.
Welcome back to the Tom Wolf Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 20 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Mr. Zomers, you dial up there.
Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue by Toby Keith.
Very good. Talking about veterans and what was said by Donald Trump, this new powerful ad by Vote Vets. Veterans themselves, families of Gold Star families, people who have lost a loved one while in military service, given the ultimate sacrifice, which happened again, unfortunately, this weekend. I want a quick footnote here, by the way, because again, there's a lot of misinformation happening on the internet, surprise, surprise, and on right-wing talk radio. The number of dead, and I'm not here to blame specifically Donald Trump. I just want to make sure the record is correct on this, all right? The number of military personnel who died during Trump's presidency compared to now, because a lot of right-wing people shows are saying, well, look, this is terrible. Joe Biden's responsible for these deaths. But according to the United States Department of Defense, the number of troops killed in hostile action between 2017 and 2020 during the Trump administration, 65. The number of U.S. troops killed by hostile action from 2021 until present under Joe Biden, 18, which includes zero in 2022. And I'm not here to blame either one of those people, saying it was their fault that people died in military service. But I just want to make sure we have accurate information here. This from the United States Department of Defense. I looked it up myself. 65 U.S. troops killed in hostile action under Trump, 18 thus far under Biden. Not blaming either person. Military, when people sign up for the military, they know that there is a risk to their lives. They accept that risk. They're proud of what they do. But let's not blame the president of the United States, especially with misinformation. So it happened again this weekend. The three service members thus far who have died in this attack by militants from Iran on our troops in Jordan. We played you this clip from Vote Vets calling out Trump with his own words. Trump calling our veterans suckers and losers. Wouldn't even go, by the way, when he was over in France at Normandy, wouldn't even go visit when other leaders from all over the world were going there because it was raining. Because it was raining. The sitting commander-in-chief would not pay his respects to Americans killed in action at their gravesite because it was raining. Joe Biden's not having anything of it. And this is why one of the many reasons I love Joe Biden. One of the many reasons I am proud of Joe Biden. One of the many reasons I am proud to vote for Joe Biden. This is what President Biden said over the weekend on the campaign trail in South Carolina.
Well, as Commander-in-Chief, I look at veterans completely differently than Donald Trump. Think about this, especially here in South Carolina, a proud military state. Donald Trump, when he was Commander-in-Chief, refused to visit a cemetery, U.S. cemetery, outside of Paris for fallen American soldiers. And he referred to those heroes, and I quote, as suckers and losers. He actually said that. He said that. How dare he say that? How dare he talk about my son and all of us dressed like that? Look, I call them patriots and heroes. The only loser I see is Donald Trump. It makes me angry.
There is President Joe Biden on the campaign trail. Remember, President Biden's son, Beau, served in active duty overseas, died of brain cancer of what is believed to have been complications for the burn pits that he was exposed to while overseas. President Biden ends every one of his speeches, most of them, I shouldn't say most, but in recent times, most American presidents will end their speeches, their addresses with God bless America. President Biden ends his with God protect our troops. Because he thinks of his son. It's personal for Joe Biden. Just like I know it's personal to many people listening to this program. I've been so proud to have General May and members of the Wisconsin Air National Guard, and they came on this show for no political reason. We don't talk politics. We talk about their stories and the service and the sacrifice they make for each one of us. But I know there are people listening to this broadcast who've lost a son, a daughter, a spouse, an aunt, an uncle, a brother, a sister. It means something when Memorial Day comes around for them. Because their family gave the ultimate sacrifice. And the only thing that many of them wish for and ask for is our respect for their loss and for their loved one. One of the simplest, most fundamental things a commander-in-chief can do is bring pride and honor and respect to the troops which they lead. And for the sitting commander-in-chief to call them suckers and losers is reprehensible. So remember that as we go through 2024. Remember those who are endorsing Donald Trump, like Derek Van Orten. Because what they're endorsing is a man that calls our veterans suckers and losers. It's reprehensible, in my opinion. And thank God we have somebody like Joe Biden, who is actually out there and stands up for our veterans and stands up for our families. I'm proud that we have a president like that. Going to come back and lighten things up a little bit on the other side. Going to talk about the Super Bowl of all things. We have a dual what's worse for you this hour on the Super Bowl and the presidential matchup. We'll ask you about that on the other side. Also, what's up with MAGA people hating Taylor Swift? I didn't know this was a thing, really, until this weekend. Apparently, the Swifties better be on patrol alert here. We'll talk about that. And also a Gen Z reporter. Thank God for Gen Z weather reporters. We'll play the cut. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. The three U.S. troops killed in a drone attack in Jordan have been identified. Oneida Oliver Sanders' 24-year-old daughter Kennedy was among them.
I'm still in shock. When she went into the reserves, I never thought she would, you know, be the one that see this type of action.
President Biden considering hits on Iranian targets in Iraq and Syria in response. A House committee set to vote today on a resolution to impeach Homeland Security's Mayorkas over the situation at the southern border. The GOP's Mark Green.
Secretary Mayorkas has disregarded court orders, laws passed by the United States Congress, and has lied to the American people.
Elon Musk says his company Neuralink has implanted a brain chip in a human. Tech contributor Ian Schur.
The promise of what this technology could do is enormous. Giving people the ability to talk to a computer just by using their brain sounds like the stuff of science fiction.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Democratic presidential candidate Dean Phillips is asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to allow him onto the state's presidential primary ballot in April. The state's Presidential Preference Selection Committee met earlier this month to decide who will appear on the ballot, naming President Joe Biden as the only Democratic nominee. Phillips says voters deserve a choice on naming the party's nominee. The state Supreme Court called for the committee and the State Elections Commission to respond to Phillips's complaint by Wednesday. Governor Evers toured Wisconsin Monday to talk up his task force on the healthcare workforce. It's an initiative he announced during his State of the State address. There were stops in Neenah, Wausau, and Fenimore, to name a few. The governor's office also says he'll talk about efforts to address the challenges facing Wisconsin's healthcare worker shortage. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
A little light freezing drizzle, maybe a few flurries this morning, and then mostly cloudy all day. We'll get to 37 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be north at 5 to 15. Tonight, gradual clearing down to 26. Tomorrow will be better if you like the sunshine. Partly cloudy to mostly sunny with a high near 45. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213. Or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Super Bowl XX3456 hike on CBS. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 34 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. That is the theme song from CBS's NFL Today with James Brown and his guys, as he likes to say. By the way, J.J. Watt, former Wisconsin Badger, former Houston Texan, is now on that panel, and he's great. I think the two best people on that panel for my money are J.J. Watt and Nate Burleson. Do a great job. Phil Simms, and what's the other bozo that's on there? I forget.
There you go. That's all you need to know.
It's Phil Simms and, Boomer Esiason. They're idiots. I mean, they're grumpy. You can tell they don't like the attention of J.J. Watt. They don't like the fact that he's there. They resent him. You could feel that. I mean, James Brown is okay. I got no problem with James Brown. But I think they should get rid of us. I think Esiason's and Phil Simms' contracts are up. So CBS may look a lot different after this year. And I think for the better. So anyway, the Super Bowl is on CBS in 2 weeks. 2 weeks from yesterday is the Super Bowl. And I've lost track because they all go by Roman numerals. Now when it was like 20 and 30 something, I could get that. But now we're up into the 40s or the 50s or whatever, and it's like XLV111, or I don't know what it is.
I don't either. I don't know what the Roman numerals are. At this point, I look at it. I'm not saying I don't understand Roman numerals. I'm saying they are not second nature,
right.
And I don't care enough to sit there and think about it.
Because if they're to the left or to the right, that makes a whether you're subtracting and adding. And when it comes to sports, I'm not there for the math, you understand? I'm just there to be entertained. So the AFC Championship, the NFC Championship happened yesterday. The AFC Championship, again, the Ravens, they were hitting guys in the face. They were Lamar Jackson, the quarterback for the Ravens. There was like 5 minutes left or a little bit over in the game, and they were not out of it. And Lamar Jackson threw an interception. And instead, I'll give Aaron Rodgers this. Most, other than, you know, swearing or something like that, most generally, when he made a mistake or when something happened late in the game, Rodgers would keep his composure. He would just kind of bite his lip and walk slowly to the sideline. For the most part, there were a couple of occasions. I think he broke an iPad or something one time. But on the field, especially, because the team, you understand, the team feeds off of the quarterback. Occasionally, there might be a defensive leader like Reggie White was for a long time, or Gilbert Brown. By the way, you can hear Gilbert Brown every morning like I did on the Earl Ingram Show from 8 until 9, under the helmet with the Gravedigger. But guys like Gilbert Brown, Brett Favre, even Jordan Love now, Aaron Rodgers, not Jordan Love. When a mistake happens, they keep their composure because they know if they can say, hey, guys, it's okay. We still got this. And how many times did we see Rodgers especially lead the team back a minute and a half left, 2 minutes left? What was that? Years ago, I think it was at Detroit, like on a Monday or Sunday night football game. And Rodgers had that Hail Mary for like 60, 65 yards.
Yeah, I remember
that. He threw it to the end zone and they caught it. And the Packers won in literally the last second of the game. One of the most unbelievable plays I've ever seen. But in order to pull that off, you have to keep your composure and have your guys, your teammates, believe that they can still win. So yesterday in the AFC Championship, around 5 minutes left in the game, Lamar Jackson for the Ravens throws the interception and takes off his helmet and throws it down like a kindergartner on the field. And I thought, well, this game's over.
He gave up.
He gave up. And certainly your guys are going to say, well, if our quarterback's given up, I guess it's over. So I was happy to see the Kansas City Chiefs win. And one of the reasons, I mean, football first, I just thought the Kansas City played a better game. I thought Andy Reid was the better coach. And I forget the guy's name who's the defensive coordinator. The defense for Kansas City looked fantastic, by the way. They punched out what would have been a touchdown at the last second at the goal line and saved a touchdown. That was really the game. So I think Kansas City looks great, great Patrick Mahomes. And so they are going to the Super Bowl. And of course, Travis Kelce's girlfriend, the great Taylor Swift, is probably going to be going as well. Now, here's the thing. Taylor Swift has a concert scheduled in Tokyo, Japan. the day before the Super Bowl. And I'm told it takes about 12 hours to fly by plane from Tokyo to Japan. And so the question is Taylor going to be there at the Super Bowl? I think the answer is going to be yes.
I can't imagine. So put yourself in her shoes.
Yep.
You are dating a football player, and for this first year that you're dating him, his team is just going crazy and about to win the biggest football game of the year.
Yeah.
Are you just not going to go there and support your boyfriend? That is super exciting.
And especially when you've worked hard. Nobody gave her anything. She earned her wealth, and she has the means to do it. I got no problem with that. All right. And I think it's, again, she's registered tens of thousands of young people, especially to vote. She's a pro-vote, pro-democracy person, a great role model for young women, for girls that look up to her. And she's a great singer. She's super talented. I think she's great. And again, all this hogwash from Tony Dungy, the analyst on NBC, former Colts and Buccaneers coach, has been going after Taylor Swift. Other Nimrods have been going after Taylor Swift, saying, oh, this is terrible for the game. This is detracting from football. That's what they say, that Taylor Swift is detracting from football. Oh, give me a break. What's detracting from football is the fact that you have to download Peacock in order to listen, in order to watch an AFC divisional game. That's what's ruining football. Taylor Swift is one of the biggest stars in the world. She's only adding to football. I think it's fantastic. But this is setting off. I didn't know that right-wing talk radio and right-wing television had so much disdain.
Oh, they've hated her for a long time.
I did not know this until this weekend. They are going apoplectic over the fact that Kansas City and Taylor Swift are going to the Super Bowl.
I think
they're losing their minds.
Now, obviously, it's become 100% political. But right. I think before, maybe they just resented that she's a successful woman. I think that's a big part of it.
I think so, right. And on the other side, we talked about it earlier, Detroit, they were up by 17 points. They should have won, but they choked. I'm sorry to say that, but they did. And Brock Purdy and the San Francisco 49ers get the win at home. So it'll be the 49ers versus Kansas City. And the 49ers have looked terrible. Their defense have looked terrible. They're susceptible to the run. Jordan Love of the Packers exposed that, and Matt LaFleur when the Pack played him out there. The defense for the 49ers, not great at all. I think that Kansas City is going to roll all over them.
Seems that way.
So I don't think it's going to be a great Super Bowl at all. The greatest thing is going to be, does Taylor Swift make an appearance at halftime? That's going to be the big surprise. Does Usher let her on? Usher is the main halftime gig. Does Usher get Taylor to make a guest appearance at halftime?
I think if I'm Usher, I would be talking to whoever manages my contract and be like, hey, if we can make this happen, we should.
I totally agree. So here's our what's worse question. What is worse? The Super Bowl matchup between the 49ers and the Chiefs or the presidential matchup between Trump and Biden? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. What's worse? The Super Bowl matchup between the 49ers and the Chiefs or the presidential matchup between Biden and Trump? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. I forgot to open up the thing. I forgot the music. Should we open it up? Should we do that? See, this is, I got so excited. Let's open it up. Here we go. It's time now for what's worse. Time now once again for what's worse. No prizes, no money, only your opportunity to have your voice heard across the state of Wisconsin on statewide radio, courtesy of Civic Media, and streamed around the world on the Civic Media app, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. So here we go. What's worse, the Super Bowl matchup between the 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs, or the presidential matchup between Trump and Biden? 844-967-2789. Steven in Green Bay, what say you? What's worse?
Worse as in, like, worse beating, or what are we gauging the worst?
Well, just I mean, what would be worse for you to watch? A Super Bowl matchup between the 49ers and Kansas City, which I think Kansas City is going to roll all over the 49ers, or a rematch between Trump and Biden? What's worse to you?
Oh, definitely Trump and Biden. That would probably make my stomach hurt a little bit. Also, I wanted to point out why you got me on the line.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift definitely will be there. There was actually something that was leaked this morning. Taylor Swift added a flight from Japan that's going straight to the Super Bowl. So she will be there. Also, I don't know if you guys knew this, but there is a page that you can go to. And this guy must have more time on his hands than I have on my hands, but he actually tracks Taylor Swift's flights every time they land and depart, and he tells you where she's going 24/7. So I don't know if you guys want to look at that, but.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Steve. This is news we can use. And yes, I have heard of this Twitter or website, whatever it is, because yes, all flights have a tail number on the plane and you can track, you know, where people go and this sort of thing. I think it's kind of creepy in some ways, but that's how, like, when sports teams say, oh, who are we going to sign, a big name or a coach? That's how they kind of try to keep track of this, because they say, oh, the university of such and such, their plane tail number is this, and where is it going?
Same thing happened with Elon Musk, where there was a page on Twitter devoted to tracking where he was going, and he got ticked off, and when he bought Twitter, he shut it down.
He shut it down. So there you go. News you could use from Steven that Taylor Swift apparently has added a flight to back to Vegas.
Also, Bev in Richland Center weighs in on Facebook. Are either of the football franchises under federal indictment? If not, I think I'm fine with them.
That is a great take from Bev in Richland Center, Richland County. She's right. To my knowledge, neither team, neither the 49ers nor the Kansas City Chiefs are under indictment. Meanwhile, one of the candidates, Trump, 91 indictments, now a convicted rapist. Oh, I'm sorry, found liable for sexual assault. You know, there's a big difference.
It's the same thing. It's just this happened long enough ago that they have to say found liable.
Exactly. 844-967-2789. What's worse? We are asking you. The Super Bowl matchup between the 49ers and the Chiefs, or the presidential rematch of Trump v. Biden? What's worse? 844-967-2789. Let's go to Mike, listening out in beautiful Spring Green, Wisconsin. Mike, what's worse?
Hey, well, it's not a matter, for me, it's not a matter of worse or better. It's a matter of what's scarier, and I'm not scared at all about the football game. So I am terrified about the presidential race.
I think a lot of people will probably be in that category, right? I mean, at the end of the day, the Super Bowl is just a game. But I think you're right. A lot of people are concerned, certainly. Maybe not terrified, but some people are very concerned about what could happen this fall, right?
At this point, I hope the Chiefs win, but I'll live, you know, if they don't. But if the wrong person wins in the presidency, I don't know what the hell's going to happen.
Appreciate it, Mike. Thanks so much for listening out there. Beautiful Spring Green and WRCE in Richland Center. 844-967-2789. What's worse, the Super Bowl matchup of the 49ers or the Chiefs, or the presidential matchup between Biden and Trump?
Papa Rico on YouTube says, definitely Trump versus Biden. The game's only 3 to 4 hours, but the election could cost us our country.
Very true. Well said, Papa Rico on YouTube. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Yeah, I mean, for my money, I think Mike hit it. The presidential election is much more consequential. But, and certainly for me, I think much more painful to watch because of some of this stuff we've said today, of all just the crap out there, particularly on the Trump side. And look, we're going to be here. We're going to call it out. We're going to call it not just as we see it, but the facts moving ahead. We'll also talk about the Super Bowl as we move ahead as well. And Jordan Love and the Bucks and the Brewers, and the Badgers, all that. And stay tuned. We have a great reporter on the other side. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. You talk. Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Tylenol Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. That's 10 minutes away from our friend and colleague, Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct. He is a former two-time Democratic Party chair of Wisconsin, also an attorney. He's seen it all. He is the Perry Mason of Civic Media. Mr. Matt Flynn, coming up directly after our show, taking you to the front lines of history. Matt reminds us, history being made every minute of every day. He'll take us to the front lines of history. Here's a sidebar, Mr. Zobbers. Of course, I call myself the unofficial president of the Matt Flynn Club. I'm a big fan, not just a colleague, I'm a fan. I found out, I kind of sort of knew this, I found out during our Christmas, our holiday party, that Matt Flynn's better half, his spouse, his wife, originally from Monroe, Wisconsin, which, of course, I love Monroe, and we're going to try to do a joint show during Cheese Days. This is the big Cheese Day year in Monroe coming up in September. Mark your calendars. We will be there broadcasting live. But apparently, and if Matt's listening, I would appreciate clarification. I believe now, according to our friend Luke Mathers, Lukester says that Matt also has family in Hayward, Wisconsin. And so I was in Hayward last week, beautiful place. So I'll be anxious to find out. Does Matt Flynn, is he from there? Did he have people grow up there? I don't know.
I don't know either.
I felt bad as the unofficial president of the Matt Flynn Club that I did not know this.
You need to have his whole biography. You need to know more about his life than he does.
And he has a fascinating life. He's one of these Renaissance guys who's seen and done it all. So tune in directly after the top of the hour news and weather. Matt Flynn will be in with Matt Flynn Direct on the other side. Great guy. Great program, Matt Flynn Direct. Off the WAUK line from Andrew in Maine, we're talking about what's worse, the matchup of the Super Bowl, the 49ers and the Chiefs, or Trump v. Biden in a rematch of the presidential race. Here's what Andrew says off the WAUK line in the Shaw, actually listening in from Maine. He says, this what's worse gives me an idea. Presidential nominees must quarterback a match or a game. 15 minutes on the field with 10 of their most fervent supporters playing to win one electoral vote. This is fantastic. Trump loves a good reality show, right? You could tell Trump will bring it all down to television. I think he'd go for it. And I have no doubt that, look at Joe Biden riding mountain bikes still. Biden would kick his butt in a football game. I have no doubt. Pete Buttigieg, veteran, served admirably in Afghanistan and Iraq. Put Buttigieg in there as a running back. He would plow over guys like Miller and these idiots on the trial. I think this is one of Andrew's best tweets or texts ever. So we'll see what we can do. We'll see. I want to round out. This is something that made me smile over the weekend, because anybody knows me knows that although I work in media, I'm also a great fan of media. And a fan of people like Walter Cronkite and Peter Jennings, people who just really know the news well and present it well. But there's a new crop of reporters, Gen Z, the 20-somethings. And here's a dude, we'll get his name for you, from North Dakota. I believe it's from Channel 8 in North Dakota, if I'm not mistaken. Correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Summers. But anyway, it's in North Dakota. This poor guy, and every station has a person of, like, when a storm comes, they say, well, go out there and give us the flavor of the storm. These are not great assignments because they're cold, you're wet, they usually don't have enough clothing on.
Basically, you just go out there and say, yep, it's cold and wet, but make that entertaining and talk for about a minute.
Right. Make it entertaining. And this Gen Z guy is having none of it. He's like, if you're going to put me out there, I'm just going to tell it how it is. So here's a couple of cuts from the reporter from North Dakota, a Gen Z reporter talking about winter storms in North Dakota.
Any of you looked out your window and thought, well, it looks a little cold, but I wish I had a reporter freezing on my TV in front of me. It's your lucky day. I'm here. I got my mic and most of my toes. Your visibility was gone. We couldn't see the water tower. I wasn't even sure if there was a camera in front of me. I could have been talking to a street lamp for all I know. I'm kind of eating my words here. At 5 o'clock, I was sitting there saying, oh, it's kind of windy, but it's not really snowing at all. And now it's like a snow buffet, all you can eat. The good news is that the snow has kind of let down for a lot of it. The bad news is that everything else still sucks. As I look out across this windy, snowy landscape, it reminds me of my high school report card. I'm disgusted. Well, Justin Stacy, I'm happy to say that snow and wind are no longer relentlessly pelting me in the face. This cold is still here to play, so you definitely want to hold off on grabbing the kiddie pool and the floaties. Not seeing anything huge on the road, so don't expect to see the, you know, Great Wall of China as far as snow goes. Two things I can't stand, crime and snowstorms. Yuck. You can see the flag in the background. God, it's a big flag. That thing is whipping. This wind is flowing through here with these flags. The snow is just pelting me in the face. If you're thinking about, oh, wow, I wouldn't mind going outside or driving my car, don't.
Just nice and succinct. Don't.
Wasn't that great? I mean, what did you get? Did you find his name there on the clip? Because I don't have it in front of me right
yes,
now.
Yes, it is Kellen Harmon.
Kellen Harmon. I'm at a station in North Dakota. Want to give him, look him up. Kellen Harmon. I mean, this dude is fantastic. Two things I hate: crime and snowstorms. Wasn't that great?
That's really great. And I think for things like weather, when you're really trying to tell people how it is, just saying, man, you know, the snow has lightened up a little bit, but everything else just sucks. You know, it's accurate. That really tells people what they need to know for whether or not they should travel.
Gets right to the point. None of this, well, good afternoon. Traffic is moving slowly here. If you are going to go out, do so carefully. No, it just sucks. Now, that's your generation. Did that type of reporting speak more to you as a fellow Gen Zer?
I think so. I love it. I think it speaks to everybody. I think that some people might look at it and say, wow, that's unprofessional. And I might say, maybe, but it's a weather report. And right. What you really want to know is what's going on outside. And I think that it's more professional to be more real about it.
I think you're right. What do you say about the great, this is not going to be the Great Wall of China snowstorms or something?
I think all of it's very good.
He just says, like, you know, well, I've got my fingers and most of my toes. Basically, I'm freezing my butt off out here.
I don't know if I'm talking to a camera or I could be talking to a streetlight for all I know.
That's a great quote. All right. Well, great show today, everybody. Appreciate to Mr. Zomers and the board. Appreciate you all for listening and calling in. Don't go anywhere. Our friend Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct is next. You're going to want to stay around for his great reporting, his great show as well. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Until then, this is Todd Allball. Say whatever you believe in, whatever you're fighting for, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. Keep banging on, banging on your drum. Keep banging on, and your day will come. Keep banging on, banging on your drum.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Allball coming up at noon on Tuesday, another edition of Wacky Things Legislators Say in Madison. Join us at noon on the Civic Media Radio Network.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one?
saves lives. It's matchingdonors.com. Matchingdonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. Matchingdonors.com.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour.